It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Hey, let's say good morning to Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing good, doing good. How are you doing?
Well, not too bad. We're kind of, things are a little bit different and crazy these days. Well,
I noticed you shuffling away from me, and I do have to inform you, I did shower and put deodorant on this morning.
Yeah, I'm keeping only 6 feet away from you.
I guess.
Yeah. yes. Well, you got the courthouse is, of course, closed to the public.
We're closed to the public, but I'm still available through the phone and, you know, to answer questions. Or I can mail paperwork out if need be and provide postage paid envelopes to send it back to me. And
okay, so still get the job done, even though they can't come up there for a while.
Yep. Yep. And
that'll be till further notice.
Until further notice.
Hopefully sooner than later, but the way it's looking, it's probably going to be a while. So
yeah.
I have a hard time believing it's going to be this Friday. But
I got a lot of administrative things to do and to occupy my time while I'm there. So
right. Well, we'll keep everybody posted here. And they can always call and ask you, and you can fill them in on what's going on up there.
Right.
Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Sergeant Alvin M. Schwant. Alvin was born on August 10th, 1917 in Milbank and passed away on July 30th, 1995 in Lackawanna County. He was originally from the Big Stone City area in South Dakota. He entered active duty on July 21st, 1942 in Fort Snelling in the United States Army and was honorably discharged 3.5 years later on November 27th, 1945 at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was a radar mechanic with the 568th Anti-Aircraft Artillery Automatic Weapons Battalion, served in southern France, Normandy, and northern France during World War II. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Ribbon and the Good Conduct Medal. So we thank you, Alvin, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. Very good. Thanks to all the vets out there.
Absolutely.
And stay safe.
Yes. Every day is Veterans Day in my office, but stay safe.
That's right. And of course, a lot of the vets are in that category where they're at risk, too. So especially what you can to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Stay away from crowds. Wash your hands. All of that.
Yep.
All right.
Lysol and Clorox are your friends.
That's right.
Antibacterial soap, wash for 20 seconds, cover your cough.
That's right. Cough into your sleeve.
Yep. So.
Well, let's talk about the coronavirus a little bit today.
Yeah, there was a message that was sent out 10 days ago from the American Legion National Commander, Bill Oxford, discussing some good points regarding keeping ourselves and those most vulnerable to the spread of the coronavirus safe. And here's this message. The enemy we are facing isn't hiding in the bush, nor has it buried a roadside bomb unbeknownst to us. Yet the enemy is just as dangerous and deadly. The coronavirus has been classified as a pandemic by the World Health Organization. The number of people who will test positive for the potentially fatal COVID-19 remains unknown, but there are steps we can take and must take to protect ourselves and help our fellow veterans and citizens. I encourage you to use extreme caution and adhere to the best practices put forth by the health experts. Namely, properly wash your hands frequently, use antibacterial rubs, and practice social distancing, which I just gave Maynard some grief over.
That's right.
But
it's got 6 feet here now.
Yeah, close enough.
Yep.
Coronavirus is particularly dangerous for those over the age of 50 who contract it, so please be cognizant of the risks when planning post-activities and functions. At the same time, this is an excellent opportunity to perform buddy checks. Check in with older veterans in your communities to make sure they have the supplies they need, are feeling healthy, and help them acquire the resources they need. Of course, buddy checks can be done with phone calls and emails so as not to risk spreading or contracting coronavirus. The coronavirus situation will be changing rapidly, so we have to be nimble in our approach to serving our communities, states, and nation. Among the best resources to follow are the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which is cdc.gov, and the World Health Organization, which is WHO.INT. Let's also keep our thoughts and prayers with our service members, especially those overseas, our National Guardsmen, first responders, and others who will be taxed in the coming months. They need our support now more than ever. We have faced down enemies, foreign and domestic, throughout our nation's history. While this threat is ominous, we will once again work together to overcome it. End of statement.
All right.
Some good words. Like I said, this message is about 10 days old, but it still applies. You know, with a little more guidance has been put out lately. But more information on what the Department of Veterans Affairs is doing is you can go to va.gov website, or you can contact your nearest VA healthcare facilities. For us, it'd be the Montevideo Community-Based Outpatient Clinic, which is 320-269-2222, and then press 5. And, of course, you can contact our office, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
I bet there is. I bet there's a lot of information on
the Veterans Linkage Line there.
What is that number?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse.
Via telephone or email?
Via telephone or email at this time, which is, you know, phone number is 598-3445 or josh.benega@lqpco.com.
Okay.
Actually, if anybody has any county business-related questions, encourage them to go to the county's website, which is www.lqpco.com. You can get the most up-to-date information. It's being updated regularly by our emergency manager.
Yep, it's a good website. You can click on the various departments if you want to go specifically to somebody and or whatever. If you just want general information, it's all there for you.
That's right.
All right, sounds good. Well, Josh, appreciate you coming in, and you stay safe there, too. And we'll
absolutely, you do, too.
Talk to you again in a week here, and we'll have plenty of updates to talk about on the COVID situation. And really, there's not a whole lot else going on to, you know, a lot that isn't going on, but... no bingo with the VFWs, and pretty much all activities in the bars are closed and everything.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Keep that in mind. All right. Hopefully not for long.
Let's hope so.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veterans Service Officer, with us here on Vets Info on the Air this morning on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.